Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And let me give you a hand. Well, actually, let me have your hand. Well, we're going to look at hands. I can't see your hand, of course, but I'm going to help you learn about your hand because we're doing a show about hands. I'm so excited about it because there's this incredible new book called The Art and Science of Hand Reading, Classical Methods for Self-Discovery Through Palmistry. It's not just your palm. It's actually the whole hand. And we're going to learn all about it. You're going to learn a lot about your hand in this show. I'm going to learn a lot about my hand. We're going to have a lot of fun because the two authors of the book are here. And I have a long history with both of them. Actually, Ellen Goldberg was my wife's teacher of palmistry about 30 years ago. And Dorian Bergen, her son and my son went to school together, and we were friends in very important times in our lives. So they're the two authors of this hand-reading book, and I'm so excited about it because it's a big book, and don't be intimidated by it because it reads so well, and it's every page is exciting and gives you ahas. And then you look at your hand and the hands of others, and you go, oh, yeah. Because there's so much about our hands. It's not just palm reading. It's not just your heart line and your head line and your lifeline. A lot of people know about those. But there's so much else. Everything about your hand. You know, you're naked. You're walking around. If you don't have mittens on, you're exposed to a hand reader.
That's true.
Right. So that's Ellen. Ellen, welcome.
Yes. Hello, everybody. And my students tell me that they read hands even on the subway. Of course, they don't ask to look at them, of people riding across or next to them. But they can't help.
All those naked people. And their hands are naked.
Yes. There's always something to see.
Right.
Walking down the street, sitting next to someone in a restaurant, you can learn something because every single part of the hand tells us something.
Right, and we're going to learn about that. And Dorian.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for inviting us to be on your show. We're very excited to share our book with the world.
Yeah, and so many people don't realize how much information there is. And while I was reading the book, I was examining my hands and watching the way my fingers kind of sit,
mm-hmm.
and which fingers sit apart from the others and close to the others, and where there's a little twist and a twirl, and how my thumb sits on my hand, and where all the mounts are.
Oh, you've gone a good ways into it.
Well, that's pretty early in the book, actually.
Yes.
It's the lines that are at the end of the book, and I found that I'm missing an important line.
But to be replaced by something equally important and unusual, because, well, we've already taken a glance at Peter's hand, and he is one of those few people who have a simian line.
Uh-oh.
Which is takes the place of a head and heart line and combines them into one and is one strong line going horizontally across the palm. I haven't looked to see if it's in both hands or one hand, but certainly it is in the hand of now, because when we read palms, we're going to look at both.
It's in the right hand.
Oh, it's
no,
in
no,
the right.
It's in the, it's
absolutely.
The simian
well,
line is
that
in the left hand.
I was born with a simian line in my, because our dominant hand is our current hand, and our other hand is represents how we were born. So I was born to be a simian.
Born with the simian line, and in the hand, because the recessive hand shows the qualities given at birth, and the dominant hand shows what's become of them. It's healthier to have both lines. When it's in the recessive, as in your case, it shows you have overcome a certain emotional, condition of being too intense, too concentrated, too having the heart in the head's business and the head in the heart's business, and overly focused. It's nicer for them to have separate lines, and of course they can work together, but just that insurance that they do have some space.
Well, it's better that it wasn't the opposite, and I was born with space and ended up being rigid and stuck.
Many wonderful people have Simeon lines, so if you happen to be listening to the show and notice that you have only one line going across the top of the hand, don't be dismayed, but know that, and you probably know it already, that many people find you very intense. Sometimes artists make exquisite use of that and put all that focus into their work. And so many great pieces of art come out of that kind of focus. But in everyday life, the head and heart tend to be fused.
Okay.
There are so many variations, actually,
right,
in the hand.
Of
we
course.
Look at everything.
Well, that's the point. Now, the length of our fingers compared to the height of our palms, and you know, there are different parts of our hand. What if I have, you know, fairly long fingers, but they're thin, so they look longer than they are.
And thin long fingers are different from thick long fingers.
Uh-huh.
The thin fingers make you more careful and cautious. People with long fingers don't want to be rushed, whereas people with short fingers, and most of us have medium-length fingers, are the ones that tend, right, towards to being a little long or a little short. But people with short fingers, they want to go fast. They see the big picture. And long fingers tend to want to think things over, take their time, and make a slow, careful judgment.
Right. And I'm a thinker because I have a radio show, and if I wasn't a thinker, I wouldn't be able to host a show.
It's perfect for this, and also long fingers will notice all the details of the life.
Right, tend to be more intellectual, curious, you know, not as interested, say, in food.
Oh, see if that's he has a waste on any of those long fingers.
I think you do, actually. That's why. Yes, absolutely. There's spaces between the fingers at the very bottom. You have a curious mind.
When the bottom section of the finger has a little waste or curve inwards, it pushes the energy upward to the top of the finger, which is considered the mental world. So it makes people even more of a thinker, more interested in learning and wisdom.
So it's no accident that I'm the host of the show.
No, because you're interested in so many things,
right,
quite likely.
Including hand reading.
And Saturn, you are a Saturnian, rules palmistry.
Yes.
So there you go.
It may not be just your wife, Deborah, that becomes a palmist. You've already read and absorbed much of the book. I would say that with your future guests, a quick glance at their hands.
I'm going to be asking everyone to show me their hands. But see, there's a line that goes down the middle of the hand that a lot of people have. It's called the Saturn line.
Yes.
And I looked at my hands, and I can't find it. It disappeared or it never
was
there.
Let's take a look. Put your hand up. Now, the thing is this. We have lines, sometimes not continuously, but in spurts. And in fact, I'll show you where you do have it. It's just missing out of the central portion of your life.
I'll
show you what.
Move around to my elbow.
Come and take a look.
Well, really.
When Peter says that he is missing the line, it's a mistake that many people will make because it doesn't look like one long, deep line, such as Dorian's hand has a rare, completely long, steady, deep Saturn line. And if you buy our book, at the back of the book, we put the pictures of the hands of the authors of me
and Dorian.
And
this is why Dorian has a successful hand-reading book, and she has a successful art gallery. And, you know, it's the Saturn line is...
And she feels supported by life.
But
the Saturn line shows
that's
you how you feel about yourself at any given time.
That's how she could have these things.
Every line has an age system, and they're easy to learn because we put age maps in the book. So when you see a line, like, look, Peter, yours comes out of the mat to the moon. See, this is your Saturn line.
Well, I didn't know to look elsewhere for it.
Yes, because you hadn't gotten to the line section yet and seen the part of the rising of the line.
Right.
This line actually rises and starts at the wrist at zero, because each line runs in a different direction. Its energy starts at the wrist and runs towards the middle finger. Look at this. It ran very well in youth, but then because the hand, we know by looking at the hand, the shapes, and the shapes indicate which part of the brain is fertile, and therefore which of the archetypes of the hands are the strongest in the palm. Peter has a lot of Mercury. We can see how high that mount rises. Look
now,
at that.
Now, Mercury is under the pinky.
It's under the pinky, and it's the communicator, the healer.
So,
the
so people listening, if they're going to look at the mounds, which are called mounds.
The mounds, because the hand is a map, and so they're like mountains. Mounds are short for mountains.
But to me, I look at them as mounds, but, just my own
way. We could say that.
Yeah, and they sit at the top of the hand, below the fingers.
And also along the middle and the ball of the thumb, which is Venus, and the outer corner is Luna. There are seven of them all together.
So you want to see which are the more prominent ones.
Yes, and which may be missing, because missing shows you where you need support. The prominent ones, the two or three prominent ones, show you what is the combination of the special recipe that you are in your combination of ingredients, archetypal ingredients.
How's my moon? Is that...
Let me see, like this. And let's put the hand in alignment with the wrist. Well, you know what? Your moon is sufficient, but it's not necessarily. Now, the strongest one...
I have to keep saying
it,
uh-oh.
It doesn't matter. You come at these things through wisdom.
Okay.
You are a communicator. You have such a good Saturnian hand. And this is what I want to just say. Dorian will say something too. Saturn rules maturity. It's his father time.
Okay, therefore, well, I'm old.
The older you get, the better you get.
Yeah,
and
like
therefore,
that.
For Saturnians who don't have an easy time of it necessarily in youth, they're feeling insecure, it's not their time, they're not at home, they haven't worked through their problems of shyness or inhibition or working with the moodiness that comes, but they're deep thinkers and searchers after wisdom, and it rules palmistry. And many of us, all three of us sitting at this table right now, surely have a really big dose of Saturn.
Well, Saturn grows old backwards. So in the very beginning of your life, you're like 100. You're very serious. You feel the weight of the world on your shoulders. You're awkward.
And troubled.
You feel troubled. Most Saturnians are not exactly happy when they're younger. But as they get older, like past 50, 60, 70, they are the ones kicking up their heels and laughing and grow old beautifully.
That's
absolutely true. Now, to go back to the line, many people, the first thing they ask about is, oh, I don't have a lifeline. Is my lifeline long? Is it short? Well, we were talking about the Saturn line, and my hand, the lifeline ends at 35. But my Saturn line is basically picks up where the lifeline left off.
I'm
on destiny.
29.
I'm on destiny.
Sometimes Saturn makes up for the lifeline.
Yes.
When, especially when they're connected by a little line called the line of preservation. Happily, that is not the case with your hand, Peter, because he's got, look at that gorgeous lifeline. What I want to show you is that your Saturn line does pick up. Look here.
Oh, near the top.
It's near the top, which is actually where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
The hand is such a genius. And you know, the brain...
That feels so good.
Yes.
So nice to hear that.
Look,
the best is yet to come.
I'm so grateful to be where I am in life.
Yes. Oh, your hand has the Saturn line starting on top of the heart line at about age, it crosses the heart line about 45.
48.
At about in the early 50s, you came into a sense of yourself better than any part of your previous life.
You said it.
Right? And it will never leave you. It will never leave you. Look at that line and you can see, look, it's straight and clear. Nothing crosses it. It never falters.
Point.
The lines.
I'm so glad that you're sitting here reading that because it's so reassuring. You know, I love divining tools, and I love astrology. I love human design. I love destiny cards, numerology, all of that.
All these things that were sent to help us on our path.
And yet, palmistry is something that I knew was valuable, but I didn't know enough about it. And I was kind of afraid of my own hands.
People are often off-put because it's such a huge body of knowledge. And we created this book to be very user-friendly.
That's what I love about it.
My favorite part is the voice of the book. I'm the voice primarily, but Dorian is right there with me. We are together. We edited it. We made this happen. But especially because I spoke to Dorian, it's conversational. Mm-hmm. We wanted this book to invite the reader in. We planned it so that everything would be step by step.
Is an easy read.
It is 550 pages of easy read.
Right.
It's true.
And it's exciting wherever you turn in it. Mm-hmm. It has really exciting information.
You can pick it up wherever you want. It's not like you have to read it from page one to,
I'll learn about this part today or that part today.
In fact, when we read a hand, we many times start with the thumb. Because the thumb is one of the most crucial.
And there's a lot in here about thumbs. And, you know, I have a little arthritis at the base of my thumb, so it kind of alters this hand.
Of course.
And I don't know what that means.
It also means
you're true to type because each of us has the body ills or proclivity towards certain problems that are ruled by our archetype. And Saturn is bones and joints.
Well, that's true in my human design also. And I've always had skeletal problems all my life.
And which makes you a dyed-in-the-wool Saturnian. But remember, we get the gifts.
And you look like a Saturnian many times. You could walk down the street many times.
Many times I will predict
what a hand will look like. I will absolutely predict based on looking at people. Physique.
We know 100 things
tall
about
and
them
thin
just at a glance
Saturn.
At the body.
But short and
but you know what?
Hairy?
Everybody.
Mercury.
Everybody, whether you're a palm reader, hand reader or not, whatever you're a reader of, it's all in the archetypes of reality that everyone is reading subconsciously anyway.
It's all in
anyway.
The archetypes. Oh, we're all reading each other all the time. Sometimes someone will say to Dorian or I, are you just reading the hand? And I say, of course not. We're reading everything we can take in, just like you would too.
Right, but you know it, you see, and everybody on the unconscious level are reading each other. So when I walk down the street and I'm a Saturnian and people walk by, they don't even know that they're saying, oh, watch out for the Saturnian.
He's having a very snide thought about us.
Unconsciously.
However, the archetypes are the basis of so much in this world, right? They are applied to astrology. They're applied to so many healing systems.
And they're consistent. Every system is true to who you are. And they're not going to contradict each other at all. They just keep adding.
No, it's the law of correspondence, right? As above, so below.
Right.
As within, so without. But also as in astrology, so in palmistry, so in numerology. They reflect each other.
And there's also face reading.
Face reading. I studied with Dr. Mar down in Chinatown many years ago.
Cool.
And there's foot reading.
Yeah.
And there's earlobe reading. The whole body
and
speaks
lip
in miniature.
Reading.
Oh, my heavens. I guess as you get older, it gets a little more complex with those extra lines.
I mean, we also feel that all of the different mystical sciences add like a piece of the puzzle. But
exactly,
I have to say that we feel that palmistry is king. We are never wrong. We are always right.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you feel that way because it's important. You know, I find that I love so many of things that I work with. The human design system is king. And yet everything else fills in ways that we couldn't do without.
No. People will sometimes say to us, don't they say this to Dorian? Well, you're seeing me and you're making up ideas. What if I just put my hand through a dark curtain and all you see is the palm? Could you tell?
Of course.
And the answer is, of course.
Right, because there's so much information everywhere.
Volumes.
Well, right. You may ask, why does it work? How can it be so accurate? I asked the first time I ever had a reading from Ellen 26 years ago, 2 seconds, how did she know this? How did she know these inner truths about me in 2 minutes? Not even two minutes. How? And so the reason is that there are more nerve endings between the brain and the hand than any other part of the body, and the hand changes and reflects back to you. It's like a report card
from your own
higher self, which changes.
There are over 300 acupuncture points in our hands in each hand.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Do you know, not only are there more nerves between the hand and the brain, but the hand and the brain are made from the same stem cells in uterus. Mm-hmm. Goethe and Voltaire both referred to the hand as the outside brain. And we, spiritual palmists, call the hand God's roadmap.
Yes, I can see that.
Because it's the proof that the higher forces did not put us here alone and to wander away in this difficult world.
Also, by 2 months in utero, the lines are apparent in the fetus already. It's not
formed.
From creasing the hand.
That's
it's
amazing.
The hand, the personality is already partially formed in utero by the hands.
So what you want to do
by the lines.
With the fetus is use ultrasound and do a hand reading.
Well, I'm sure that sometime someone will.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right?
Why not? That's amazing. So,
but you can tell much at birth. We have seen, both of us, the hands of newborns. And although the full hand is not, the adult hand is not fully developed, I'd say at least till 10, 11 years old, but there are indications on day one of things that you can know about the nature of the child.
Right.
I have read hundreds of palms of babies, children's. In fact, I documented 2 classes every year from kindergarten through high school. The same time, I took palm prints of every single student in that class, and I watched them develop, and I saw how their hand reflected their personality.
Wow. Did you see them become less sensual and more? Because as babies, they're very padded oftentimes.
I saw headlines grow. I saw index finger, what we call the Jupiter finger, grow because that's the easiest finger to grow. It has to do with self-confidence, self-esteem,
individuality,
leadership.
That's so nice to see
it's
that.
The easiest finger to grow.
Right.
You just have to be aware of it.
And they grow all our lives. I'm going to turn 71 in 2 weeks, and during the 5 years that Dorian and I spent working on this book, my finger of writing and communication, there I was in my late 60s, grew. And my pinky grew during the production of the book.
Well, for me being a Saturnian, my hand must be changing in a lot of valuable ways moving forward. By the time I'm 100, who knows what my fingers will look like.
The lucky thing is you may likely make 100 because your actual lifeline. Look,
my wife will be glad to hear that.
Yes, in palmistry, the theory of lines is actually very simple. The deeper and the more clear that a line is, then whatever it represents functions better. And since we read it in ages, you can see the nature of the line at different ages, and you can see more or less how that area of life is going to function when.
I also do a lot to take care of it.
As we must.
Right.
And to be partners with it, and also part of that is because you have a very long reality-based headline. You are a realist. You may be intuitive, but you are a practical intuitive.
Yes, that's very true.
Because, look, his headline goes straight across the hand, right?
Well, we call ourselves practical mystics.
That's right. We are practical.
We are both.
Mystics.
I'm practical. Yes, you're practical.
Practical
<That's> mystics.
All of us, both of us have Capricorn rising. So.
And I think being practical is why this radio show has gone on for almost 11 years.
Yes. And how being practical is how we could actually manifest a huge book like this. Because we stayed at it.
Well,
each of us had gifts that we brought to it, and we supported one another to make sure it
happened. How to make it work. So your hands are, I'm not reading them because I'm not good enough to read your hands, but I'm sure that they reflect all of that.
Yes, each of us has different parts of it well developed.
I have to say something.
Yes.
I studied with Ellen, and my thumb became wasted within 2 weeks, which meant that I had to be diplomatic and tactful in the way I spoke to people, and my index finger grew a quarter of an inch.
Rapidly. Sometimes changes are rapid.
Well, we're about to run out of time, so we're talking about the art and science of hand reading. This is a wonderful book that everybody should rush out and get.
It's published by Destiny Books.
We have 3 events that we can invite people to.
Okay. Well, are they on a website that people can go to?
Not really.
I'll put them on my School of Oracles website, schooloforacles.com.
That's good to know.
Because
we're running out of time.
They could write to.
They can call you.
They can call ACA Gallery.
We'll give you the schedule.
Give me the schedule.
We'll give you the schedule.
Because I'm at 212-222-7748 or peter@heartriver.org. So they can always reach me.
Because we have a big launch at ABC Carpet and Home at the Deepak Chopra Center on March 22nd, on my 71st birthday.
That's very important to know.
Oh, and it's going to be a gala event.
And then the Open Center, April
15th. And graduates of the School of Oracles will also read palms.
And then ACA April 2nd.
Oh, okay. ACA April 2nd.
I know, we run out of time. There's so
reception.
Much to say. Well, we'll just have to.
Yes.
Right. The ACA Gallery is a
20th Street,
wonderful
529 West 20th.
Right. Wonderful art gallery. That's great. So, Dorian Bergen, thank you so much.
Thank
and
you
Ellen
so
Goldberg.
Much, Peter.
This has been
has been delight for us. Sure, we can't just reach your hand a little more?
Well, I'll be
happy your elbow
to.
Up
we
on
go
the,
on and on.
Let's see. Well, I could just then say this. You also have a very long heart line with very high ideals in your heart. And it's lucky that you can translate these high ideals into the practical world, because you also have a very healthy middle world in the hand.
Well, that's a wonderful way to end the show. For me, anyway.
I
hope my audience appreciates it. So this has been
thank
such
again,
fun.
Peter.
Yeah, thank
really
you.
Wonderful.
What fun it is.
What fun it
and
is.
I hope our audience is excited about it as well. There's so much to know, and this has been great.
And yet, if you go step by step, everything is possible to know.
Good. And thank you all for listening, and I'd love to hear from you.
Let's give you a hand.